So here's to all of the good thinkers, and here's to the lonely drinkers.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken. I'm your host, Jason Spies. In our next segment, Bakken Technology, we feature UASs, Unmanned Aerial Systems, UAVs, Unmanned Aerial Vehicles, and drones. All three mean the same thing, more or less. The terminology's changed over the past decade. The preferred term today is UAS, Unmanned Aerial Systems. North Dakota was recently named a UAS test site to establish some of the rules and regulations of this emerging technology. For this feature, we talk with U.S. Senator John Hoeven, U.S. Congressman Kevin Cramer, and the North Dakota Agriculture Commissioner Doug Goring. This Bakken Technology feature is brought to you by The Crude Life Photography. When you've got a project that requires a crude approach, contact The Crude Life Photography. Email sales@thecrudelife.com. Crude Life Photography has done everything from photographing CEOs at corporate events to capturing an oil field worker on a well pad. Their professionalism and reputation grant them access to crude places, and their reliability produces award-winning photos. The Crude Life Photography, sales@thecrudelife.com. Email them today. That's sales@thecrudelife.com. And now back to our Bakken Technology feature. First up, U.S. Senator John Hoeven.
And here's to carrying the weight of the world. And here's to screaming, yeah, never being heard. And here's to not letting this moment pass.
John Hoeven, U.S. Senate, North Dakota.
Drones. North Dakota has recently named a test state for drones through the ag sector, but I imagine the energy sector will be using the drones very quickly.
No question about it. I'd actually developed some legislation that set up 6 pilot test sites around the country. We're one of them. We're the first one, as it should be. Now, look, we're going to make sure that we get this right, that it's developed in a way that we ensure that general aviation can continue to function, that we protect privacy rights, and that's the point. The test site right here in North Dakota is going to figure out how we do this thing, and we do it right and well, and how appropriate that we're leading the way forward in ag applications when we're the number one ag state. And as you say, we'll be leading the way forward in energy applications too, with all the great things that we're innovating in the energy patch.
Thank you, Senator.
Thanks, Jason. Good to see you, man.
And that was U.S. Senator John Hoeven. Next, U.S. Congressman Kevin Cramer.
Kevin Cramer, Kindred.
We brought up safety. I wanted to talk about drones. Big news in North Dakota with regarding drones. It's going to kind of lead with the ag sector, but bleed over into energy, because I'm pretty sure it's going to cross over into energy pretty soon.
Well, I think there's no question North Dakota was picked for a number of reasons, not the least of which is the tremendous cooperation between all levels of government and the private sector. Of course, the intellectual and academic assets that we have, the diversity of our geography and our climate certainly are reasons. But another big reason is that we have such a sophisticated precision agriculture culture in North Dakota, and we have this energy sector where, you know, the monitoring, for example, of pipelines is a very important safety component. And today, manned aircraft travel and fly over our pipelines and our infrastructure to make sure everything's working the way it's supposed to be working, and that to detect any problems early. The advantage of an unmanned vehicle or a remote piloted aerial vehicle is that they can stay in the air much longer, fly much closer, record everything. It's really tremendous technology if used right, and I think North Dakota is the perfect place to test it first because we do things right.
Thank you, Congressman.
The pleasure's always mine. Thank you.
And that was United States Congressman Kevin Cramer. Next, North Dakota Agriculture Commissioner Doug Goring.
UAVs, unmanned aerial vehicles, otherwise known as drones. We have a story coming out in the Bakken Breakout magazine on the potential in the oil patch with UAVs. North Dakota recently has become a test state for the UAV in the ag world.
To develop the rules, to develop the ability to fly in areas under certain criteria, in certain borders and boundaries, and do the work that's needed to help agriculture be more effective and more efficient. And this is going to be a great story because they're also going to be working in other areas when it comes to security, emergency services, but also for the energy industry. I've met with four companies on this in the last 4 years, actually the last almost 5 years. And I just met with a company yesterday that's trying to look at doing some things for energy in the energy corridors and those pipelines. And we talked about thermal imagery. Mm-hmm. We also talked about some radar technology that can start to penetrate and look at where those pipelines are buried, if we're detecting any leaks. We've also talked about just their opportunity to fly over and see what's going on in the whole energy county area. And that's, I think it's going to be beneficial. It's going to work for agriculture. It's our ability to go in and start to look at disease, look at pathogens, get a step ahead of some of our issues, but also look at deficiencies that exist out there. Whether you're irrigating and you're starting to show some drought stress, whether you're looking at nitrogen deficiency, maybe some micronutrient deficiencies, there's going to be ways to help agriculture do a better job with producing a product. But for the energy industry, I see it as a way to safeguard our energy resources, to look at pipelines, to look at all the infrastructure out there, including roads, and then also inspect and stay on top of where those tank batteries are, what's going on in wellheads and pads out there, mm-hmm. what's happening with energy production in general. Very good way to inventory.
About 3-4 years ago, I interviewed a gentleman, and this is when they first started talking about in the state of North Dakota. And I want to say it was Tommy Kenville.
Yes.
Okay,
I know
it
Tommy.
Is. Okay,
yep.
Good. I'm glad because in my mind, he's touchdown Tommy Kenville, and I have no idea if he played football. But he just got back from Israel at the time, and he spent 5-7 years going back and forth because in Israel, they are miles ahead of us in the unmanned aerial vehicles. And he was explaining a lot of these down to the size of a bumblebee, a lot of these aerials are over in Israel for a variety of different things. The way he explained it to me in the ag world, and I'll let you elaborate on this, is the UAVs would essentially fly over the row crops, and they would be able to identify which individual crops had a disease, mm-hmm. for example. And in a perfect world, then, a little remote control robot 4x4, four-wheeler, would drive out to that one specific plant, mist it with the pesticide, and then it would save a small fortune for the farmer on pesticides. I'm sure the chemical companies don't want to hear this, but that's the ideology behind how aerial drones would be used in agriculture. Now, if you take out the row of sunflowers or soybeans and put in a pipeline, you can see how the application is going to be there. So, go on.
In theory and technically, yes, you could do that. You could pinpoint that one plant that has an issue. Chances are if that one plant has an issue, you probably have an issue in a spot in the field. It may not even be the whole field. But you'll be able to send a sprayer out there. You'll be able to possibly look at some other technology of being very pinpoint about what you want to apply, where you need to apply it. Part of this goes back to, and I've met with some of these companies that have developed what they call optical signatures. They have went far enough to run the algorithms, develop the algorithms to look at deficiencies, to look at different pathogens, but also to identify different weeds out there so that you can go out there and target the species or target the issue you're dealing with. And it's amazing what they're doing. What I found exciting about UASs and what's going on in that area is the fact that we have these guys that are so mathematically far ahead, and they got their head so far into this thing, they're the technology side of it. They go and hire someone else to build the plane, and that's what you really need. You don't need the guy that builds a plane that says he just wants to attach a camera here because he doesn't understand what the need is. We're seeing this the other way around, and that's driving the technology. It's driving the need, and it's driving solutions, and it's going to be exciting. They're talking about 85% to 90% of all the new commercial applications for UASs are going to be in agriculture, and that's going to be fantastic. And grant you, we'll never probably have the same type of technology that the military has, but then we don't need it, mm-hmm. because what they're developing is going to work great for agriculture, great for the, it's probably first going to be those specialty crops, those high-end value crops, and then it's going to be able to migrate into the rest of production agriculture. And if you look at North Dakota, we produce over 50 different commodities when you add animal agriculture into it. So we have the ability to here to do a lot more to address production agriculture and issues out there, monitor, treat, and then harvest effectively and efficiently and produce for our state, for a region, for a nation, and for a world.
Exciting times, huh?
Yeah, I think it's great.
Thank you, sir.
You bet.
Appreciate it.
To listen to the full-length interview with North Dakota Agriculture Commissioner Doug Goring, U.S. Congressman Kevin Kramer, or U.S. Senator John Hoeven, visit our website at www.buildingthebakken.com. Other Bakken technology features are also available on our website. I'd like to remind you that Bakken technology feature was brought to you by The Crude Life Photography. When you need a crude approach to your photos, contact Crude Life Photography. Email sales@thecrudelife.com. That's sales@thecrudelife.com. The Crude Life Photography. Professional, reliable, crude.
So here's to watching the clocks of our grandfathers. And here's to stopping and picking flowers. And here's to not letting this moment pass you by.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.